For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Police say it was a 17-year-old student who opened fire inside an art classroom at Santa Fe High School in Texas Friday, killing 9 students and 1 teacher.
The alarm started going off, and we stayed there for a while until the SWAT found us.
30 minutes after the first call, the shooting was over, but the threat was not. School District Police Chief Walter Braun.
There have been explosive devices found in the high school and surrounding areas adjacent to the high school.
The devices included pressure cookers and pipe bombs. Police say the 17-year-old suspected gunman, Demetrius Pergorchis, is a student at Santa Fe High. Another person has been detained as a person of interest. There's no word yet on a motive. 10 people were also wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
There was 110 people aboard a Cuban jetliner that crashed soon after takeoff from Havana on Friday. Only 3 people survived. The jet, a nearly 40-year-old 737, had a Mexican crew. Former NTSB chairman Mark Rosinker explains.
Cuban aviation has had to ground some aircraft. They've had to cancel flights. They've had issues given the age of their fleet and the difficulty in getting parts based on our embargo.
The Trump administration is moving to reinstate Reagan-era regulations preventing family planning clinics that receive federal money from referring women for abortions. Planned Parenthood aims it is the target of this legislation. Eric Scheidler heads up the Pro-Life Action League.
Planned Parenthood wants to keep this money. All they have to do is stop doing abortions, but they have refused to do that.
Reagan-era rules were challenged in court, which decided they were an appropriate use of executive orders. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
In a blow to House Republican leadership, lawmakers defeated a $687 billion farm bill on Friday, as some GOP conservatives sided with Democrats. The bill failed by a vote of 213 to 189. All Democrats voted against the bill, which included restricted requirements for recipients of food stamps under the Supplemental Nutrition Program. 30 conservative Republicans also voted the bill down, opposing the $70 billion cost of the SNAP program. The conservative GOP Freedom Caucus has also threatened to hold up the bill until security-oriented immigration issues are addressed. The food stamp program was added to the bill in the 1970s to persuade urban legislators to vote for a farming safety net, which is renegotiated and voted on every 5 years. GOP voters are weighing in on the future of a Republican lawmaker. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
There's a new poll out that says many Republicans want the U.S. Senator John McCain of Arizona to retire after he's been home since December battling brain cancer. The new Rasmussen survey says 62% of likely Republican voters believe the six-term senator should step down. 27% say he should hang in there. 11% say they're undecided on that question. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.